Hey, good morning. I see nobody took me up on the seat idea, so I guess we'll get started anyway. Hi, my name's Sean McCoy. I'm the CEO of Deaconess, and super excited to be here today as we talk about the affiliation, the official affiliation of Deaconess Health System and Jenny Stewart Medical Center. So happy to be here, and got a lot of great content for you this morning. I want to start off introducing a few folks here, our legislators, our folks that are in politics. It's so important to what we do in healthcare right now, and so we want to recognize those folks. I'll first recognize Senator Craig Richardson and his wife Katie. If you would just raise your hand. We should clap for them. We've got Representative Walker Thomas. Magistrate George Barnett. City Councilor Don Marsh. And finally, Magistrate Maggie Ferguson. And anyone else that I missed, please raise your hand and be accounted for. I think we got everybody. Okay, I guess we did. All right. Well, I appreciate you being here today. So I thought I would start out talking about something that interested me when I first came to Jenny Stewart and heard the stories about the history of Jenny Stewart. And I don't know, as I get older, I seem to be more interested in history. I don't know if I'm just weird. Like in history, like when I was in grade school and high school, I was like, I don't really care. But the older you get, you start getting interested in it. And so when my kids were little, we probably did what a lot of people do. We went to the beach every year. You know, you're always at the beach every year. And finally, they got old enough, we started hitting national parks. And there's a lot more fun to go to the national parks, and we like to hike. And they know if there is a sign that comes up, that I'm going to be stuck at the sign reading the sign for the history of what happened. So they're always like, Dad, come on, read the sign. So I really like history. And so it was really neat when the first day here to talk about, you know, a potential affiliation, I heard the story about why this was named Jenny Stewart. And for those that you don't know, there was a physician named Edward Stewart in the early 1900s, was a physician in Fairview, Kentucky, in, you know, early 1900s, so not a lot going on back then. But he had a sort of a vision that he really wanted to do something bigger for healthcare in this region so that people had access to healthcare. And one day his wife, Jenny, was actually in Hopkinsville and fell and broke her hip and went to what was then the Hopkinsville Infirmary, which I understand wasn't the greatest place to go, and ended up dying from that hip fracture there. And so her husband went home, and Jenny kept a room that we would call a she shed now, her own little room, right? And so she always had it locked, so he got the keys and unlocked it and went in there, and he started finding money stashed a little bit everywhere, and ended up finding $25,000 worth of money in the she shed. And back then, you know, it's probably worth, that's like $1 million now or close to it. So he took that money and put some additional with it, and he started the Jenny Stewart Memorial Hospital with that money. So that was his vision. And I think it's neat because, so that's over 100 years that's been around. If you look at Deaconess's history, it's something similar. So we had deacons and deaconesses. The deaconesses were sort of the nuns. They founded Deaconess Hospital in a small house in 1892, so over 100 years ago. And their goal was to provide care and compassion to patients that came into that. Their vision, obviously, was to have health care available for folks in the region around Evansville. So just a neat history coming together, both Deaconess and Jenny Stewart with similar histories. So I want to honor that history, and I know there's a lot of community support for Jenny Stewart. We definitely want to honor that history, but I do want us to sort of turn the page today, and I want us to write a new chapter in Jenny Stewart's history that includes all the resources of Deaconess, all the resources of Jenny Stewart, all of our combined education talent, all our people. Let's write a new chapter that makes this even better. Let's take that vision to the next step. And that's what we want to be here to do, is to provide more care close to home. So that means more services, more intensity of services. We want you to be able to get treated here and not have to go to Nashville, not have to go to Evansville. There we go. All right. So, so as we're turning that page, a couple of things. We turned pretty quickly. We started the affiliation on October 1st. On October 5th at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, Epic went live in the hospital. And Epic is the medical record. It's the number one medical record, not just in the United States, but in the world. That's now here, running here at Jenny Stewart. So that was a quick win that we could get right away, showing that we were going to invest here and make things better. The other thing I wanted to do today is recognize the board. Your board of directors, you know, they had a tough obstacle in front of them. Rural health care in the United States is in trouble. It's under fire. This Jenny Stewart's not unlike anywhere else that we see in this country. A lot of them are in financial trouble. A lot of them, there's 700 on a list right now that could close at any time. That's how fragile that system is. And so a lot of rural healthcare folks are looking for partners like a Deaconess that can come in and help them and make the investments they need. So your board saw that. Your board said, okay, we want to find a partner that's going to truly invest in us to make, you know, care great here. And we believe they found the right one, of course, right? We're Deaconess, so we think that's right. We'll let you be the judge of that. Give us a few years here to get what we need in place, and you be the judge whether or not we're the right partner. We have had great success in Illinois, in Kentucky, and in Indiana with this very strategy, so we feel like we're poised to do well with that. So that board fought hard. There was a lot of consternation within the community, which there should be. This is your community asset. You need to make sure that it doesn't end up somewhere where you don't want it. And what I was always impressed is they went and met with people, they talked to them, they had conversations. It wasn't a social media fight, right? It was actual sitting down, going and talking to people to get things done. So really impressed with all that they did and appreciate the leadership there. So speaking of rural healthcare and the situation that's in, we're fortunate in this community to have Senator Craig Richardson here. You know, he's first year and he's already co-chair of the health committee. I don't like that ever happens. I'm not sure how that happened. I don't know if there something big involved that I don't know about, but pretty amazing. And we've been so impressed already just with his base knowledge of healthcare. You know, we deal in politics in three states, and I will tell you, he has a very good grasp on what's going on in healthcare. He's come up to speed very quickly. Our folks have already been on the phone. He wants to learn more about 340B and things like that. He's very open to learning, and so fortunate for Hopkinsville to have him, and so fortunate for Jenny Stewart to have him in this community. So we really appreciate that. And with that, I'm going to introduce Jim Musser. Jim Musser is with Kentucky Hospital Association. He's a Senior Vice President of Policy and Government Relations. Jim?
Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for allowing us to be here with you. It's always a real pleasure to come out to Western Kentucky, and I particularly enjoy coming here to Hopkinsville. The community is just thriving, and part of the reason this community is thriving is because of something that Sean touched on. You're able to get access to care close to home, and that's so crucial. Because if you're ill, the last thing that you need is a big commute to go to a strange city to try and get your services. Being treated by people who know you in your home community really is a big part of medicine. It's that care and compassion that we all need when we are ill. And you're so fortunate to have this facility. And thank you for allowing us to be here as you're turning the page on one chapter and starting a new one. I think the community is going to really benefit from the new partnership. With that said, I want to turn to Senator Craig Richardson, because we have named him as a healthcare champion, and we don't do that lightly. We don't give a lot of champion awards. Sean was right on target. He's a smart man, but he's not just a smart man. He's got plenty of Kentucky common sense. And in a world where there's far too little common sense, the legislature needs more just like Craig Richardson. And I've got to tell you, you got a twofer. I think those of you who have been with Jenny Stewart for a while probably know his wife Katie already. And she's told us if he's not in line, we should call her. It's such a pleasure to work with Senator Richardson. In his first year, he came strong out of the blocks. He has carried health care legislation. He's worked with us on 340B. He's worked with us on transport. He is there every time we have called. His door has been open, and he has said, "How can I help? What do you need?" Ah, if only we had 130 others just like that. Craig, we can't thank you enough for all that you have already done. We are so excited to continue to work with you in the coming session. And if you would, please step up. I'd like to give you your horse.
Well, Ted, thank you so much, Jim, for that. And to answer Sean's question, how did I, as a freshman senator, become vice chair of the Health Services Committee and chair of the Health Budget Committee in my first year? And Jim touched on it. That's because of my wife. I think that they saw the advantage of her knowledge, her skill set, but most importantly, her passion for healthcare and her passion for people. It is a privilege for me to not only serve as your state senator, but wherever I go, even in the grocery store, or we could be on vacation, she'll get a phone call from a former patient, or someone will stop her in the grocery store in the aisle and give her a hug and thank her for her counsel, for her work, and what she continues to do in healthcare. Even though she's no longer with Jenny Stewart, she still cares for this community greatly. And because of that example, for me, when I think about policy, I think about people. So for me, I think about a dermatologist, an OBGYN, a nurse practitioner, somebody in the custodial care, somebody in the food processing care here at Jenny Stewart. I think about all those people that answer the phones, that schedule the appointments for patients every single day. I think about our ER. My six-year-old went into the ER with a busted head. She was okay. I was not. But those that came out to greet us and get her stapled up and meeting the ER director and having the wonderful experience there. It's your faces and your stories that build this community, that make it what it is, that make me proud to serve you and to continue the work forward. As you can see in the news, healthcare could be considered in a tumultuous time and where we're going to go next, especially rural healthcare. And I'm so thankful for the leadership that Sean and his team are going to be able to bring in here and the resources that they can provide for this community to give us a fighting chance. But my greatest hope lies in each and every one of you out there. It lies in our patients and our community support. It lies in the individuals that may think that they're overlooked, but do a unique and astounding work every single day. And I want you to know that each and every one of you employees here today, you're not overlooked, at least not in Frankfort. That I appreciate what you do, and I think of your faces, and I think of your stories, and I think of the sacrifices that you make, and the thanks that often goes unthanked. I want to thank you today that this award is as much about you and your efforts in this community as it is anything else. So I thank you for this recognition today, but I cannot wait for the work that you continue to do in the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator Richardson. We appreciate your comments about our wonderful community hospital, and congratulations on your well-deserved honor. Your work shows what is possible when public and private entities come together for the greater good of a community. And that spirit of partnership is at the heart of our relationship with Deaconess Health. Really appreciate Sean's comments this morning and his observations and reflections on their work with the Jenny Stewart Health Team. His attitude is reflective of the tremendous support we have received from everybody that we work with at Deaconess Health, and we are deeply appreciative of that. Today, I can't help but feel an enormous sense of pride and gratitude looking out at everybody that's in attendance today I see the heart and soul of what has made Jenny Stewart Medical Center and Jenny Stewart Health a great organization. Our employees, our physicians, our volunteers, our board members, people from the community that have supported us. Today's celebration is about your work. Jenny Stewart's Board of Trustees, led by our board chair, Ms. Leslie Carroll, share an aspirational vision for our hospital, one that goes beyond the compassionate quality care that is part of our hospital's long history to a system of care that is anchored by technology and focused on growth into the future. For more than a century, our hospital has stood as a pillar of health care in Hopkinsville and across Western Kentucky. That legacy has been built by generations of dedicated people and employees, people like those that you see in attendance today, who have made this hospital a trusted place of healing, comfort, and innovation. Today, we honor that legacy, but we also step boldly into the future with Deaconess Health. Joining Deaconess gives us new tools, resources, and opportunities. It means we can recruit more providers, expand specialty care, and continue investing in the latest technology. But perhaps most importantly, it means our people will be supported with greater resources, training, and ways to grow professionally. We've already seen the energy and dedication that all of our employees and our providers have brought to preparing for our epic go live and all of the transitions that come with this change. It has not been an easy trip, but with the support of the team at Deaconess Health, this is a challenge that we have embraced and a challenge that we have met, and it shows just how strong our team is. This is an exciting time for us at Jenny Stewart and the communities we serve. We are not losing who we are. We are gaining new strength, opportunity, and partners to help us continue what we do best, caring for people. I'm deeply grateful for your hard work and commitment. The future is incredibly bright for this hospital, and I couldn't be more honored to lead this team as we take our next steps forward together with Deaconess. Thank you.
Clay, you forgot the step stool for me. Oh. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. My name is Taylor Hayes, and I am the president of the Christian County Chamber of Commerce. And for many of you all, I wasn't exactly sure why they wanted me up here. They probably had no clue what I was going to talk about, except I do have a lot of energy about this community. And if anybody's been to any of our events, I always ask, is it not a great day to be in Hopkinsville and Christian County? And I would just sort of, I'd like to expand that to Western Kentucky as a whole. We have a great part of our state that we should be proud of, and I'm really honored to be here this morning to chat with you all just a moment. The Chamber and the Jenny Stewart has had a long relationship, probably close from day one. And it's been a great partnership, and I can't thank you enough for allowing me to be a cheerleader this morning on this great partnership. I was talking to Hall White before we got started, and he said, is this not just perfect chamber weather? It is. It's great outside. We almost didn't even need the tent. I also think this sign back here about better together. You know, my motto at the Chamber of Commerce is we are stronger and better together than we are apart. So I think it's a great message for this community. So on behalf of the Chamber, it is my honor to recognize an important moment in our community story. Sean mentioned that next chapter. The partnership between Jenny Stewart Health and Deaconess Kentucky. For more than a century, Jenny Stewart has been punching well above its weight for a community our size in the healthcare arena. It has provided world-class care in a rural setting, proving time and again that geography does not limit excellence. From the beginning to the most challenging moments, Jenny Stewart has been interwoven into the fabric of our lives. It is a place where babies are born, where lives are saved, and where families have found comfort and care when they needed it most. The legacy of trust and compassion has created an equity in this community that is truly priceless. With this new partnership, we as a community take an important step forward. Together with Deaconess Kentucky, Jenny Stewart will bring, and as you've heard, expanded services, greater resources, and continued high-quality care. The benefits are limitless. From increased health care options to enhanced quality of life, it all leads to an even greater economic vitality for this community. You know, when companies look to invest in a community, they're looking beyond land or tax incentives. They're looking for quality schools, strong infrastructure, a thriving business climate, and a forward-thinking government. But just as importantly, they look for a healthcare system they can count on, one that ensures a healthy workforce and a safe place to raise a family. You know, Jenny Stewart has long been that anchor in this community, and this partnership only strengthens its role for decades to come. Now, we know change sometimes feels really uncomfortable, but change can also be exciting. And we believe change is inevitable to the long-term success for any organization. By continuously evaluating, exploring, and improving, Jenny Stewart has shown the wisdom and courage needed to remain sustainable and strong. The Chamber is excited about what lies ahead for this organization and our community, not only for the well-being of our citizens, but for the personal connections and economic impact this partnership will foster. Together, Jenny Stewart Health and Deaconess Kentucky will ensure Christian County and this entire region remains a place where people want to live, work, play, and visit. It is a great day to be in this community and be a part of this community. And we celebrate a milestone today. And we look forward to the brighter future and healthy future it brings. Thank you all again for allowing me to be a part of this ceremony today. And it's going to be a great partnership. I know I can't wait to look back over the next 3, 5, 10 years to see what the economic vitality is created because of this partnership. Thank you all again.
Good morning, everyone. What a marvelous day. Thank you, Taylor. On behalf of the Jenny Stewart Health Board of Trustees, I want to thank each of you for being here today to mark this very important milestone. Today, we celebrate a partnership that is rooted in our community's needs and in our shared commitment to serving them with excellence. As board members, we are entrusted with making decisions that protect the future of this hospital and the health of our region. Joining Deaconess gives us the strength and the stability to do just that, while keeping the heart and the spirit of Jenny Stewart alive and thriving. I want to thank our employees, our physicians, our volunteers, and this community. You are the reason that we're here today, and you are the reason that we're excited about the future. As we close, I invite you to stay, connect with your colleagues and friends, and enjoy some refreshments as part of this celebration. Today is about all of you, the people who make Jenny Stewart such a vital part of this community. Thank you for joining us in celebration today. Thank you, community. Thank you, Deaconess. Thank you, Jenny Stewart Health, for the incredible work that you do every day for the patients who trust us with their care. Together, we are stronger, and together, our future is bright. Thank you so much. God's blessings, and enjoy your day.